All right, welcome to the spout where we spout off the...
See, it's harder than it seems.
Ready? Welcome to the spout where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. I'm Christian and joining me is Sarah Wells. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Did you notice we forgot somebody?
Well, she's not here.
She's not, so... yes. Listeners in the world, I just want to let you know.
All over the world. All of the countries.
I really feel like we have people all over the world, and you laugh, but I got an email this week from someone in a different spot of at least California, okay? But Megan Jade is not joining us this week, not because we don't like her, but just because... She's out of town. So
we said that like it was fake. Like we just made
like
up a reason.
We finished each other's
sentences.
No, I feel like this is like old times.
It
Sarah.
Is like old times.
It's just you and me.
Just in
just hanging out. What was that song by Lifehouse? Oh, that's probably
no, that's a romantic song.
Right. I don't forget it. Anyways, on today's show, we're gonna have a good sermon discussion just about tithe giving and the Book of Malachi.
Yep.
We're going to have the news with Kevin Tinkin, which was a new segment we kind of introduced last week,
awesome.
Which was great. And we got a good feedback on that one
yeah.
as well.
I feel like we're really like there's an empty chair sitting in front of us. And I just feel like Megan is missed.
Oh, she is deeply
She's
missed.
Missed.
Currently right now, she'd be making fun of me. She'd be like, oh, you're a 13-year-old boy, something like that. So,
maybe I'll try to insert anything that she would say.
Right. Okay. And then we're going to have an interview about our summer night connecting events this summer with a guy who I've actually never met named Felix, and he's coming in here.
I don't think I've ever met him either.
Well, there you go. He's going to come on in, and he's going to chat with us about just some ways to get connected to the well this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And last, we will discuss our top three people we would like to have dinner with, and I had a good time with this one.
I'm not even sure if I'm completely ready. I mean, this is a huge thing. Oh, but here's a question I
yes.
thought of. Fiction or nonfiction? Can you choose, like, anybody?
I feel like you could choose anybody, but I kind of, this is going to be sad, but I excluded Jesus from my list because I feel like that's a given.
I know. I excluded him from mine too.
I'm excited about this week's show, and we're going to have some music from Lacey Warren once again, and we'll be giving away another one of those CDs, so mm-hmm. we hope you enjoy
what
that.
What song are we doing this week?
We're going to do a bunch of different songs.
Oh, right. I forgot we did that.
Is that cool?
That's totally fine with me.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with a little bit of a sermon discussion, but until then, enjoy some well worship. We are back for hopefully a spirited discussion on money and tithe and giving.
I'll turn my spirited self up. So
yeah,
I could
turn
be...
it up.
Woo, okay.
I know. So this past week, Brad discussed Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked a little bit about, kind of in the beginning, talked about how judgment is coming. And here are some issues that you guys need to work on in a sense. And one of the big issues back then was just this issue of giving and tithe.
I would say that's an issue now.
Yeah, also. Well, I was getting there.
Okay.
I was about to get there.
Got
I was going to say was it was an issue back then, but also it's an issue now.
I'm just one step ahead of you.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the corruption of like our spiritual life can in a sense equal the corruption of our view of God. Mm-hmm. And kind of when our view of God starts to shift in our spiritual life, if our view of God starts to shift, then our spiritual life shifts as well. Yeah. And basically just kind of talked about, in a sense, how giving is really, it's a heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a financial issue. And I actually have a lot of things that I'd like to bring up.
Okay, let's hear them.
Oh, yeah, you want to hear them?
Yeah, shoot and fire.
All right. Well, no, it's not like I didn't like his message or anything. I actually thought it was great, and it was I just felt like it hit the issue of tithe and giving responsibly kind of right on the money, and Brad's given a message like that before. Mm-hmm. But just kind of one of the big points he really hit home is that it is not an issue of the wallet. It's an issue of the heart.
Right.
And he said it a bunch of different times, but it's never about how much you give, but right. It's really about the heart. And I don't know what type of church you grew up in or what type of church, or maybe you didn't grow up in church.
I guess we never talked about this. I did grow up in church.
Oh, you did? Maybe yes. Are you okay talking about this?
Absolutely. Yeah.
The kind of church I went to and then I worked at, and this is no knock at either of those churches. I both grew spiritually at both of them, but mm-hmm. they were the offering basket type place. And mm-hmm. I really felt this sense, even as a kid, like I need to give like all my money. It's got to be 10%. And I have to, and it was never a heart issue. It was just like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And mm-hmm. they passed the basket and I just felt like I got to put something in the basket, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, I don't know. What was your church background as far as money? And
I think my view of tithe and money didn't necessarily come from my church, but came from my parents. Mm. My dad really, has always instilled like good budgeting with me. And so we've always talked about tithe. It's always been a topic that he's tried to teach me growing up. And I feel like my church, we had the basket, but I don't think I ever felt like pressure to give, but it was always something. It was a conversation between me and my parents a lot.
I used to go to different conferences, like growing up, and some of the conferences I would go to, I wouldn't call them conferences or, you know, Billy Graham type events.
Crusades.
That would be a better word. And they were very prosperity gospel. Yeah, and right. I grew up with the belief of thinking the more I give, the more I get back. And I never thought of it in a spiritual regard. I always thought the more money I give, the more money I'm going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wondered, God, where's my $1 million check? I gave all my money I had.
I
all
checked
my
the
allowance.
Mail every day.
Yeah, like that's how I assumed it was going to happen, you know? And the whole 10% thing, I think, has been driven home in a lot of people's minds. And for me, Brad really hit it on the nail. It's like, 10% is, I think, is something to aim for because it is an Old Testament law, but the New Testament never really talks about 10%. However, if you're going to give 9.6%, like it's an issue of the heart once again.
Well, and I've heard people talk about like budgeting out your money. So you're like saving this much, like, you know, save 10%, spend this much. And then whatever you have left over, that's what you give to tithe.
Right.
And that's usually more than 10%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Brad brought up a good point. It's like tithe in the beginning of the month, because at the end of end of the month, you'll always have enough.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just, I think that's such a good thought. And
well, and I'm thinking like, because if you tithe at the end of the month, you've already spent your money on coffee and going out and the movies. But if you tithe at the beginning of the month, you're going to sacrifice coffee or something. And that's
right. And you know, make those decisions better early on than at the end.
Right.
Something that like this is a personal thing for me, and this is not everybody, but I feel like tithe is one of those things where a lot of people will do the online giving, which is a great thing, and checks is a great thing as well.
Yep.
I guess for me, the one issue I have with sometimes tithing and giving is that in far as the tax world, it is a write-off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, gosh, I want to give and not at the end of the year then get money back, you know what I mean? And I know you could put it in the sense, well, that's what you're giving and then you're getting money back.
Yeah.
But that's not...
No, that's
because then at the end of the year, it's not an issue of the heart anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It comes back to like, well, how much am I going to get back? I need to file this. And it's like, well, I should have given this money away expecting nothing in return.
Yeah. And so he's checking your motives and because the blessing and usually what you get back isn't monetary. It's, you know...
Now, I have something I'd like to bring up. I'd like to see where you land on this,
Sarah. Oh, okay.
And it'd be interesting to see where other people land on it as well. But I've heard this before that, I've heard this before, and it's like, hey, we will tithe. We could tithe our time and in our resources. Like, hey, I'm going to go on a camp with some junior hires, and I'm going to pay for gas for a boat or whatever. You know what I mean? And they go, oh, that's my tithe for the month. Right. And Brad sort of touched on this, but I guess I disagree with that. You know, I really feel like we should be giving to the church, and then everything else is just an overflow of that.
Yeah.
You know, and go for
it. Well, I wish Megan was here, because me and Megan have talked about this before, because I think if you belong to a church and this church is your family, then you do need to tithe to the church and then trust the church with what they're going to do with that money.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't trust the church with their money,
why would you give? Yeah.
But if you don't have a church home and maybe you're church shopping or, you know, in a move or whatever, I think it'd be okay to tithe and however you see, wherever you feel like the Lord's calling you to give your money to. But if you belong to a church, I think you should tithe to the church.
Absolutely. And Brad said, tithe to the body, give to the community. So give your time, give your resources to
the
community.
Well said, Brad.
I know. Wrote it down just so I could repeat it so I could sound good too.
That is why we pay him the big bucks.
That's right. That's why you pay him the big
your tithe money.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's totally true. And it's like, I think we can support organizations out there, like what's that organization where you adopt a child or whatever?
World Vision.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, support that, but that should be an overflow of what you're already tithing to your church. It should not be, oh, that's a percentage of my tithe. And I really feel strongly about that. And once again, you know, I think other people would disagree, but that's kind of where I land on that issue.
We land on the same side.
Good. And you know what? I if I was honest, like a couple of years ago, I think I would have had a different view on that, you know, and I just, even from going to those crusades and stuff that I went to, that's kind of how it was. Like, you tithe, this is your part of your tithe as well, you know, and I never sat well with me, but.
Yeah. Well, when you're saying tithe of your gifts and your time and stuff, that's, I feel like the definition of tithe is give your monies.
Totally.
You
know? Oh, absolutely.
So, and I think, I mean, you should always be giving your time and your talents, but not in substitution of like your income. And because you want to give the Lord your first fruits of what you've worked hard to earn, and then you give him that. So,
right. Anyways. I Brad had said at a certain point, these people in the New Testament, I believe, were talking about how they give like almost 25% of their income. And it was never an issue of like percentage. It was just like, here's what I have left over. And it's going back into the church, you know? And I love that idea. I love that these people in the New Testament lived by what they needed in a sense. And it was never an issue of like, hey, well, I'm going to give the bare minimum what I have. It's like, no, I'm going to live on the bare minimum. Yeah. I'm going to give the rest.
I wonder if they had as many opportunities to waste money as we do today.
I don't think they did.
Because, I mean, I know they had purple linens and fine cloths or whatever they spent their money on. And we have like coffee and ice cream and all I can think
movies
of is food right
me.
Now.
Yeah,
apparently
oh,
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But yeah, movies, shoes, you know, so I think in our culture, we especially have to be even more careful with what we're spending our money on.
I would totally agree.
Yeah.
I encourage you guys, if you haven't heard this message, The Well doesn't talk much about giving. And this is one of those ones I feel like would be good for anybody who misses a message to really catch up with. It really does explain where The Well lands on a lot of things, but also I think where the Bible lands on a lot of this stuff. And it helped, it continues to help me shift the way that I grew up learning things.
That's good. And I love that The Well talks about money, not when we're in a crunch for money, but when we're doing well with money.
I would totally agree.
Because it's impossible to not guilt your congregation when you're talking about money and we don't have any money, but it's easy to like empower them when we do have money.
Well, I love that The Well on a Sunday never asks you to, hey, give, put your money in the tithe boxes. It's always like, hey, we have tithe boxes, but we never really point them out that much. And that goes back to, it's an issue of the heart. If mm-hmm. if your heart is with God and you're kind of at a place where your view of God is right on, your heart is for God and the things of God, you should know, oh, I should be giving, I should be tithing. So
right. yep.
Great. Well, up next, we are going to have some news with Kevin Tinkin.
And was that a lively discussion? Was that lively enough for you?
For me, absolutely. Okay, I guess I'm still got some old wounds and just, you know, growing up, just giving away most of my allowance just because I felt like I had to,
yeah.
you know, and that's not a bad thing. It's just how I grew up learning. And it's just continual shift of that view. It really is an issue of the heart and not just, hey, you must do this,
right.
you know, and you're a bad Christian if you don't, you know.
Right.
And that's,
I want to know where that term came from, bad Christian.
Because... Yeah, well, that's how I saw oftentimes felt. If I didn't make enough allowance, if yeah. I didn't mow enough lawns.
Right.
So
it is your name, bad Christian,
oh,
and
yeah.
you were a bad Christian.
Yeah, I felt it doubly. Great. Well, up next, I'll have some news with Kevin Tinkin and enjoy some more Well Worship.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my
The news with Kevin Tinkin.
Oh!
Kevin!
Hey,
how's
I didn't
it
mess
going?
It up. I'm sorry. Just can someone say good job?
Oh, great job.
Thanks. I just need some affirmation.
Totally.
I didn't mess that one up.
I bought a new shirt and no one has yet to say, hey, you got a new shirt. I know the feeling of needing affirmation.
Right. Well, this morning when I saw you, that was, I think, may have been the first thing out of your mouth was, hey, good morning, Sarah. I got a new shirt.
Did I really say that?
Yes.
Hey, we were discussing something off air, but Kevin, you know, you remember Megan? Before you get into your news. Megan.
Barely.
Yeah. Well, Megan has this thing with fart jokes and potty humor.
We
got an email a while ago that we need to tell more fart jokes on the show.
Yeah.
So just wondering if you got any.
I may just randomly break wind.
There you go.
Just during the
that's
segment.
Not a joke to everyone else. That's just a joke on us because we're in the closed room with you.
I think people will appreciate it.
Okay.
And just people, when you randomly start dry heaving, gosh, they'll know. They'll
Kevin,
know.
What do you got for us?
Well, I don't know if you know this,
okay,
but the end of the world.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, isn't
is coming.
The rapture's coming.
I don't. Yeah, apparently,
is it the rapture or is it like? Like aliens or what? What's I don't know. I don't know too much.
What
is it like
is
the
coming?
Movie Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser?
Okay, so this
Brendan
is,
Fraser's coming?
No. Okay, so apparently the 21st, somebody is claiming that that is the end of the world.
May 21st.
May.
So that would be this Saturday.
That would be this Saturday.
What will be the cause?
So wait. When we post this show next week, people will either never listen to the show.
Oh my gosh.
It will never happen. So no, I have a guy. I have a customer that hands me a pamphlet every time. I work in a place that sells communication products that have to do with the pink things and you know that you talk on and
walkie talkies. He sells walkie talkies.
I sell walkie talkies.
Yeah.
He works at Radio Shack.
CB
and he's been telling you about
yeah.
May
well,
21st,
so
huh?
I always constantly try to convince him to sign a contract, but he won't do it. And I think it's
so. Why does he come into your store then?
His faith is kind of weak. You know, if you're not willing to sign a contract.
Because he thinks the world is going to end?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying
this,
if it's going to end.
This is serious. He will not sign a contract because he's like, the world's going to end. So
no. Why
do I sign a contract?
Well, see, that would be even more reason to sign a contract because you could get some free stuff.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, fulfilling it because, you know, he's going to be gone. But anyway, so that's not even the news story. I'm not even getting there. So that actually coincides with the CDC, or the Center for Disease Control, actually was trying to raise awareness to how to prepare for natural disasters.
Okay.
So one of the things they did on their blog was actually post tips on how to prepare in case of the zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse.
I don't know if you heard about this.
I just made that up.
Is this serious?
No, well, it's serious. They wanted to, so they basically talk about practical tips for preparing for a natural disaster. So
please share.
So specifically for like hurricanes, mm-hmm. Because hurricane apparently June 1st is the beginning of hurricane season. You know, it's like
and we have Fresno is in the prime spot.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, so they posted this thing, and you know, they all these things about, you know, to be in a place where know where the water is,
yeah,
you know, things like that. But all these practical tips, but they referenced it to the zombie apocalypse as a joke to get more traction,
right.
and apparently it actually crashed their website because it was so
wow.
popular.
It's so like the zombie apocalypse,
yes.
is that
that was clever. That was good.
That's coming on May 21st.
Well, because it coincided. With the May 21st fiasco.
Gotcha.
People freaked out. And
people
were like
thinking, oh, this is actually
this is from Center Disease Control. This has got to be real.
Okay.
And the 21st is coming. And the Mayan calendar. Oh.
Question.
Yes.
She literally raised her hand.
I did. How is the world going to end on Saturday?
It's, it's biblical fanatic type people are saying that they're
where
a
did
guy
they get
has,
this information?
He has a holy abacus. And
I don't even know what that means.
Abacus?
I don't know. I have a flyer that kind of has I'm telling you,
did
this
you
guy,
get a flyer for the end of the world?
Yes. There's a flyer for the end of the world. This guy comes in. He's got the magnet thing on the side of his car saying the world's going to end May 21st. Are you ready?
Huh.
And he tells me every time, and I'm like, I'm ready. He's like, you better be ready.
Was like the 2012 thing just like out of style, so they moved it up to May 21st?
Apparently.
Huh. Interesting. Right. What else you got for us for some news?
Aha! Well, are you ready?
I am ready.
You better
go
be
for it.
I don't believe you.
I've never heard of the zombocalypse, so I feel like I'm ready for another one here.
Have you heard of the anti-social networking bill?
Is it by Mark Zuckerberg?
It has to do with Mark Zuckerberg. One of the senators, Ellen Corbett, or she's a senator. She's actually proposed this social networking privacy act that would force Facebook to only share. Or there's a couple of things. You would only be sharing the city that you live in and your name, and that would be it. And then you would have to authorize
all the other information.
Also. If you're under 18, your parents would have permission to edit your Facebook account.
Huh.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. But it's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's just more like, I don't know where the government is trying to step in to
I would
more
like
stuff.
I would like mess around with like the in the relationship status. That'd be
just
really fun.
To watch it wreak havoc.
Just for the embarrassment.
Okay, yeah. Well, because there one time, I'm not sure why. I don't know why I'm talking about this on the air, but I did Google myself just to see what came up. Okay, because my name.
I've done that.
My last name is spelled uniquely, so there's not a ton of Sarah Wellses out there.
How do you spell Wells?
W E L L E S. No one else has spelled it that way.
You're not unique.
I am, just like everybody else. So I unique to myself. I Googled myself, and this website comes up, and it has all of my information on it. My parents' name, my parents' address. I don't even live with my parents. My parents' address, my mom's email, all on this website. And I have no idea how this website got all of my personal information, and it's public.
Yeah, probably sucked it off other websites that you've created in the past.
Well, and I thought about Facebook, and so I changed all my security settings, and I don't know.
Yeah,
anyways.
People freak out. I personally want everyone to know where I live.
Right.
Party.
Yeah, I mean, I actually live on a busy street, and so when people drive by, they will honk their horn.
But
and
your PlayStation doesn't work, so why would we come over?
And it's true. Actually, as a continuation from last week, it is up and running.
Bam!
Goodness.
However, the PlayStation Store is no longer available until like the 23rd or something. So zombie apocalypse, the end of the world, and then
that'll take care of
PlayStation Network will be
I
available.
I need to update my calendar with all these events.
Yeah, there's a lot of action.
Now back to the zombie apocalypse. In all honesty, this is going to sound rather odd, okay? I don't believe in these conspiracy theories type things, but I feel like recently there's been a lot of different television shows and movies that have kind of been like how to survive if a zombie attack comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Zombieland does not count in that list of movies.
Well, that would have been in my list. And I feel like I have a good...
Is Prom one of those movies?
Oh, great. Here we go with the whole Prom thing, guys.
Have you seen Prom yet?
Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, give us a thumbs up. Sorry.
For Prom? Yeah. Oh, Prom's thumbs up. Absolutely.
I have to say, Christian, and this may not be the most popular. I think it is a popular. You have the worst taste in movies and music. I think out of anybody,
my wife would love you saying that right now. Just
like,
so you know,
like what? Okay, so like boy bands and like preteen girl movies are like your choice.
Hey, have you ever seen those Applejack commercials where the mom is like, "Why do you eat that stuff?" And they're like, "We eat what we like." That's kind of
hey,
I like what I like, dude.
Hey, you're comfortable in your own skin. That's good. That's good.
Confidence is key.
I had a conversation this morning about how I think that secretly everybody likes boy bands, are just unwilling to admit it.
I am impressed by the Bye 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 dance that NSYNC did.
Yeah.
I think that's a solid.
That whole album was really good, though.
All right. There's nothing wrong with my taste, all right? It's just different than yours, all right? We could get into a whole topic here. You one of those guys that's like, oh, I love the Beatles?
Oh, if you don't like what I like, you're an idiot.
I'm not that way, but are you that way?
No, that's way I am.
That's you.
You're imitating yourself in that scenario.
No, I actually didn't like the Beatles for a long time. I played jazz. So I played jazz in high school, and I thought most rock and roll stuff was ridiculous. And then my buddy started introducing like Led Zeppelin to me, and then like, you know, I would be singing Beatles songs, and then I'd be like, the Beatles are ridiculous. And then somebody would be like, oh yeah, you know this song, that's a Beatles song. I had no clue. So apparently,
there
are
so many songs that
I think you have.
I didn't know
it
from the Beatles.
Kevin,
fine.
You know what? I brought you in here because I thought we'd have a lot of fun. But you just rip on me, dude.
I'm sorry. You like O-Town? I can't help it. I can't help it.
Because I want it all.
See, I can't. I don't even know. I can even reference to the song. And Fast Five. I mean, I know that that's a big deal. I know. Sorry.
Well, Kevin, thanks for coming in and sharing some news. I think your time is up. I think all of our time is up, actually. Kevin, I think we're good.
Heavenly Father, you always amaze me. Your kingdom come in my world and in my life. You give me the food I need to live through the day. And forgive me as I forgive the people that wrong me. Lead me far from temptation. Deliver me.
All right, we are back, and we have a special guest. His name is Felix, and I don't actually know how to pronounce your last name, so.
Felix, last name is Long.
Long.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oh, Long.
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I didn't even try or attempt to pronounce
it. That's
cool. I bet you've gotten some really weird pronunciations.
Yes. Yes.
And so. With this is we always ask our guests a question when they first show up on the show, and hopefully you answer correctly. But do you listen to The Spout?
Yes, I think is awesome.
Good.
That's
a great answer. Interview over. I'm good.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Felix, I actually heard about you from Scott Carolyn. You know Scott Carolyn?
Yeah, we are really good friends.
Good. Yeah, Scott's a great guy. He says you like to play Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah. Every Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when people play Ultimate Frisbee is Thursday
yes.
night? Are you into disc golf or not so much?
Not so much.
Just Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah. Just kidding. I was going to say, what's the difference? But I know what the difference is. That was a really stupid question.
It's all right. It's cool.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm here.
Anyways, Felix, so I kind of was talking to Scott, and he said that you're kind of running our summer nights program.
Yes, I am.
And so we kind of wanted to bring you in and talk to you about Summer Nights. But before we do that, like, we just want to know maybe who you are. How'd you get connected to the well?
your sign, what you like to do on the weekends.
Yeah. More just how'd you get connected to the well?
Well, I've been coming to the well for the last 4 years.
Okay.
I always
love
been,
it.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
Good.
No, not really.
Yeah. Well, you never know. 4 years is a long commitment, so you must love it.
Yeah. I mean, I go to the North Campus. Like, usually I go to the 5, and yeah, I mean.
I think I've seen you do First Touch before.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've seen you out there. Yeah. I could be totally wrong. It may not be you, but do you sometimes wear a handkerchief out of your back pocket? No.
No.
No, you never done that.
Really, that's a really funny thing to notice.
I used to do that, and someone who does that on at North Campus at the 5 and the 7 has it, and I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Didn't they do that like in the 50s?
Yeah, maybe. Could have been the 50s or today.
Or today, right. Yeah. Okay.
And so,
that's a fashion thing.
You're super
hip.
Yeah.
And how did you tell us about Summer Nights and how did you get on like the team to being in charge of it?
Well, I was talking to Scott and like I've been doing like a lot of different like connecting events.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of pointed out to me, he was like, well, I mean, do you want to do this? And I just say yes.
Yeah.
I kind of like volunteer myself to that.
Yeah. And so what exactly is Summer Nights?
Well, it is a event that we put together, and it just give everyone a chance to get to know each other better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like a connecting event at the well in
yes.
a sense.
Yes.
And
when and where?
Yeah,
and
when,
what do you
where,
do?
All of the above.
Well, we're going to
start. What kind of games do you play?
On June 7th at 6 to roughly around 9.
6 to 9. And June 7th, that's coming up. That's a Tuesday
yes.
night.
Yes.
Tuesday nights?
Every Tuesday night.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you guys going to do? Is it at Woodward Park?
No.
No, it's at Fig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fig Garden Camp.
Yes.
Oh, they have a great field there.
Yeah.
So you guys going to play some Ultimate Frisbee?
We're going to do that, and we're going to set up, like, maybe a couple of different, like, volleyball nets. And
nice.
Can we bring our own games, like...
Sure.
Bocce ball?
Yeah, why not?
Can I bring a deck of cards?
Anything.
Have you ever heard of the game bocce ball?
Yes.
I love it. Yeah, I love that
love
game.
What a giant
game
of hide and seek.
I have a friend who's, like... He is obsessed with horseshoes. Like, he is a fantastic Will Witt, and he loves himself some horseshoes.
I feel like that could be a really dangerous game.
Yeah, do you guys do horseshoes at these connecting events?
Well, I mean, we can.
I would come if there was horseshoes.
Sure, why not?
All right, you bring the horseshoes?
Yes.
All right.
What about ladder ball? That's
now, I heard
game.
There was also something. Ladder ball is a great game.
Yes.
Now, I've heard there's also something else called Dinner for Six.
Yes.
And what exactly is that?
Well, that is another connecting event that from the well that we are doing is it give people a chance to have dinner together, have a great fellowship, and just get to know each other better.
How does Dinner for Six work? Because
I've never
done it.
I've heard the name Dinner for Six, but I never really quite understood how
we're
it works.
Dinner for Six rookies over here is what we're trying to say.
Well... Let me try to remember what it is all about.
All right.
Because I think my parents do it with their friends at their church.
Is it where you get together with 5 other people that you don't necessarily know or you're not connected to?
Yes.
And you meet at a restaurant or maybe you meet at someone's house and you eat dinner together as a group of 6.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I'm no rookie, Sarah.
You've never done it before.
I'm a vet. A total veteran. Sophomore. This is my sophomore year.
I'm sorry.
I think that would be a lot of fun, just going to dinner with 5 people you've never met before.
Yeah, totally. Because
potential to be great conversation and potential to be awkward, too.
Totally.
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Right. Now, if someone were to want to sign up for either of these two things, how would they sign up?
For Dinner for Six, you can sign up at the iHub.
Okay.
I think they started to sign up already. But,
yeah.
I mean, you can always go up to the iHub and just ask for more info on that.
On the Dinner for Six, yeah.
And for Summer Night, you can just show up.
At Fig Garden Campus.
Yes.
On Tuesday night, starting June 7th.
Yes, sir.
It starts at what time?
Six to nine.
6 to 9.
What is your personal favorite thing to play at Summer Nights?
Well, of course, Ultimate.
Oh, right. We've been through this. I'm so sorry.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah. I know. gosh.
Hey, so as we were thinking about dinner for six and just eating dinner with five people you don't really know, I started thinking, hey, what would be a really good top three? And so my thought was, hey, let's do our top three people we'd like to have dinner with sometime, okay?
In our lives.
And these can be dead people. These can be alive people. These can be fake people. So Sarah really wants to eat dinner with the Smurfs. I'm like, all right, Sarah.
I have eaten dinner with the Smurfs.
Oh, really?
Really? That's a lot of that.
It's just one person, okay?
Oh, well, then Papa Smurf is my number one. All right. Mama Smurf is my number two. All right.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry.
So we just wanted to go through kind of our top three, and we'll focus on our last one like we kind of did last week, and then we'll read a couple emails with other people's top three.
That's a great
as well.
Idea. Mm-hmm.
So Felix, why don't you start us off with your third person you'd like to have dinner with at a certain point in life?
Well, my number three is Batman.
Batman.
Yes.
All right.
Such a great choice.
That is a great choice.
I mean, he have a big house. He have all the gadgets. Why not?
Absolutely. And he lives by himself. So, I guess he lives with
a butler.
And the butler would serve you dinner.
Totally.
Sarah, what is your number three?
Mine is Idina Menzel. She's a Broadway star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
you're cool.
I know.
So
cool. No, she's in lots of things, but I don't want to eat dinner with her, really. I just want to sing with her.
Okay.
So maybe we just would sing and then eat something.
You would
something
eat dinner and your dessert would be time to sing together.
Yes, that would be your dessert, singing together.
She's still alive, right?
Yes, she's still alive. I'm
sorry, I don't know.
I wanted to choose someone that wasn't alive, so I would seem a little bit more cultured, but whatever.
That's all right. My number three is, this is super cultural. I mean, he's probably one of the most important figures of our time.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jacob Underwood, who is in the band O-Town. So he was my number three. Okay. I would love to, he lives in Nashville
now. Why didn't you choose Ashley Angel?
Because I like Jacob a lot better.
Okay.
So, Felix, what would be your number two?
My number two have to be a guy named Michael Schumacher.
Who's that?
Michael Schumacher?
Schumacher.
Why do I know that name?
He is one of the greatest driver ever.
Oh,
for NASCAR?
Yeah. For NASCAR? Or no.
Formula One.
Formula One. That's right. I've heard my
What's Formula One?
It's like these cars that have like that's one driver in the center and that little seat, and like it's hard to explain.
Is it like a bobsled? But
no, it's a car. It looks like a car. It is a car, but it's not a normal car you'd see on the streets.
I'll have to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia it. But okay, I know exactly who this is. My father-in-law loves Formula One and NASCAR, and this guy's like a legend, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's like the Dale Earnhardt of like Formula One.
Yes,
but
much.
Better.
Well, yes and no.
All right, fair enough. All right, Sarah, you're number two.
Jennifer Garner.
Really? Alias, that's right.
I know, because sure if I met Jennifer Garner, we'd be best friends.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Did you see the movie Juno?
Yes.
I hope and pray that Jennifer Garner's character is how she really is in real life in that movie.
Oh, I think so.
Maybe
think
not
so.
How she treats her husband in the movie, but how she loves the kid, the baby.
Yeah, I've seen her interviews, and I laugh at her jokes. I just think we'd be just best pals.
Just besties, huh?
Just besties. We go
grab
coffee.
Would you guys sing together?
No. Well, she can sing, but no, okay. it's not our thing.
Right. All right.
We just would play with her baby girls.
My number two is, Sarah, I was so shocked you didn't know who this was, but Andre Agassi.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He is a tennis player, professional. Felix.
He's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, come on. All right.
Listen, I'm not up on to speed on my tennis.
I read an autobiography. It's an autobiography by Andre Agassi, whatever you pronounce it as. And he just seems like the nicest guy. Mm. And he just got a crazy story. And it is one of the best books I've ever read. Mm. If we do a top three favorite books, that will be my number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I guess besides the Bible. Yeah.
Well,
you said Andre. I just watched Princess Bride last night. And
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, you were going with Andre the Giant.
No, Andre Agassi.
He would be pretty
not the
fun.
Same.
And Andre Agassi started a school in Las Vegas, like a charter school in Las Vegas. Huh. Super successful, so I'd want to chat with him about that as well. All right, Felix.
Are you really into charter schools?
I am, after watching the movie Waiting for Superman. Have you heard of this movie?
Nope.
Charter schools, if done right, are an excellent, excellent second option for schools.
What's the first option?
Well, like I guess the only option for most people is public school.
Are we going to have like top three like ways you want to educate your children?
Yeah, one day we will do that.
Sorry, Felix, what's your number one?
Yeah, Felix, you're number one. Shoot for it.
Well,
besides Christian Warren, obviously.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You'd be surprised at some people's top ones you're going to read.
I know,
go for it.
Well, my number one have to be Donald Miller.
Donald Miller, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Dude, that's why you and Scott are friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him.
Yeah, Donald Miller's great.
I mean, Scott got me really into his books, his blog, and
his blog's great.
Yeah, it is awesome.
I've never read his blog.
A couple months ago, he posted something about a life plan. It's based,
yes.
And a couple of guys I meet with in the morning are going through a life plan.
Yeah, Scott told me that you guys.
Oh yeah, Scott's doing it with me. So it's been really good for me. Super healthy, and it's all because Donald Miller, through his 1,000 miles in a million years or whatever.
Love that book.
He started talking about hey, life plans and what's your story, things like that. And I was I need to change a couple things in my life, like personal hygiene. And
I wasn't going to say anything, but so glad you brought it up.
Felix, that's a good number one.
Yes,
Scott would be very proud of
you. He would.
Sarah, hit us with your number one.
Mine is also an author/speaker. His name is CJ Mahaney. And he's not really well known, but he's written a few little books that are fantastic. One called Humility and one called
The Return of the King.
No. Return of the Jedi. I'm just kidding. I thought of that. The other one, Living the Cross-Centered Life. Anyways, he's a speaker, and I heard him speak at I've heard him speak a number of times at different conferences, and every time he has a really great heart that's humble, and he's straight on with his theology and a really great speaker, and he's like definitely impacted my life for the better.
You guys went with really spiritual answers. Now I kind of feel bad.
Well, and I ran into CJ Mahaney at the conference a month ago, and I got really, really starstruck. And I had no idea what to say to him. And I thought I'd be able to like waltz up to him, like no big deal, NBD. But I totally was tongue-tied, and Jane said I looked really stupid. But I did get a picture with him.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, Christian, go ahead with your number one. I just wanted to tell my story.
Pretty unspiritual here.
Britney Spears.
No.
Justin Timberlake. Sorry.
Would you let
go
me,
ahead.
Would you let
I'm
me
sorry. I'm sorry.
Sentence?
I just
wanted
to guess.
I would call this the list that excludes Jesus, because I feel like Jesus would be the number one on a lot of our list. Okay?
Totally.
Yes.
So my number one currently, and probably for the last 7 to 8 years, this is my favorite comedian, and I watch his late night television show every night. I love Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
I feel like if Jimmy Fallon was a Christian, he would be the world's best youth pastor.
You were going to say the world's best human.
No, the world's best youth pastor. Yeah. His brain works a lot like mine. He thinks of games and does different things in his games that are just like, that is so brilliant. And I would consider him a rather clean comic. He has one of the cleaner late night shows on TV, and he just comes up with very creative things. And his mind, Megan was saying this last week about Tina Fey.
Yeah.
His mind, in my mind, I just feel like we're one and the same, you know, and it's just, I love it. I love it. Everybody gives him, you know, a little bit of crap for laughing in all the skits in SNL.
I was just going to say my favorite thing about Jimmy is that he always breaks.
Yeah, but that's what
I love it.
Felix, you know who Jimmy Fallon is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him on SNL when he like breaks in a skit?
Laughs in it.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you're doing skits with Will Ferrell, how do you not break?
Right, yeah. Exactly. And he just has one of those minds where I'm just like, gosh, if I could be half as funny as you, I would be happy.
Wow.
So I'm not happy right now because I'm not. Well, Felix.
This is you not happy.
Yeah, this is me not happy. Thanks for stopping by the Spoutcast. And once again, dinner for six, sign up at the iHub, right?
Yes.
Or online? Is there an online option there?
I don't think you can sign up.
I think dinner for six is just the iHub
only.
Yeah, okay. And then summer nights starting June 7th at the Fig Garden campus.
Yes.
From 6 to 9.
Bring whatever games you want to bring.
Pretty much.
And is there food there or bring your own food?
Bring your own food. You can have a picnic over there. Just enjoy your time. Enjoy the weather. And
something we used to do in youth group when we told kids to bring their friends, because you'd want to bring your friends to these events.
Yeah.
We'd go, you should barf. And it's bring a real friend. So so you should barf to the summer nights. Bring
Never
a real friend
that.
To summer nights, because it is a great way for them to get connected. And it's instead of going, hey, come to church with me, it's saying, hey, come to an event where we're going to play bocce ball and just hang out, you know,
yeah,
and
meet different people. Yeah, I mean, it's just full fun.
Now, Felix, will you be there?
Yes.
Every week.
I will be there every week.
There you go. If you guys want to meet Felix, who is now part of the Spoutcast
family. We should take a picture of every guest that
we
comes.
We really should take a picture.
Why that have is we good not up. Done it?
We, so this is episode 11, so we're getting
starting
better,
new
right?
traditions. Yeah.
Well, thanks for being here. Wait, let's read some top threes from some other people. We totally forgot about this. I've got a top three from someone named Stephanie Momery.
Stephanie Momery.
really know this person?
I do. We talked about her last week when
Ryan
was here.
We did shout out a little bit.
Yep.
She wrote a rather long email here, but I will get to her her second point here. It's not really long, but she said, as a fellow podcaster, enter shameless Frank the Podcast plug here.
Yes, she does have a podcast called
Frank the Podcast. Today. It's really good. I even sent in an email. It's about an hour long, and they just talk about different Christian things, but from a perspective that you and I would talk about it.
Cool.
They also, there's like five of them that they just chat about a bunch of different stuff. They live in LA. This was the person in California I was talking about.
the person around the world in Long Beach.
Yeah. I know the excitement that comes from receiving mail and voice message, so I thought I'd drop a line and say thanks for what you do. People are listening and loving it. And because I'm a fan of winning, I thought I'd enter the question of your week of the week contest and say that I would like to most have dinner with number three, Tina Fey.
Uh-huh.
Megan would like that. Number two, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He is Denny Duquette from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan was also in Watchmen. He's also in the show Weeds.
P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Love You.
Yep.
He's the guy who dies in the beginning and then she comes back.
No.
Oh.
No, he's a different guy in that movie.
Different, but he's in the movie.
Yes, he's the guy that she meets when she's on her, like, escapade.
Right. And her number, her third person that she'd like to meet, her number one person she'd like to meet is Megan Jade Reedman. So, yes.
That's hilarious. Too bad Megan can't be here to respond.
Yeah, I think you got a couple more. And then we'll do our drawing after the break.
I got two here. Okay, first one is from our friend Alfonso, and his top three is his number three is either of his grandfathers who he's never met before. Very nice.
Yes.
Number two, C.S. Lewis. And number one, awesome. Jesus.
Jesus. I feel bad for not putting Jesus on my list.
Don't feel bad. All right. I mean,
Alfonso, you're a better Christian than me.
We got an email from our dear friend Wes Crockett.
And Megan is not here to listen to Wes.
I know. So we'll have to give her a call because he has a pretty good top three here. Hey, guy, girls. We have two guys here. So hey, guys and girls.
Hey, guys, girl.
Yeah. Hope you're all doing well. The three people I would most like to have dinner with are number three, C.S. Lewis. I don't know if I really need to explain this one.
Okay.
Number two, my fiance at our favorite restaurant for our 1 year anniversary coming up.
Boring.
Oh, Wes. That was so nice. Okay. Number one, Christian Warren.
Thank you very much.
In Pinedale, because he owes me for him a previous episode.
I do owe him a dinner.
Yes.
After the break. What?
There's more.
Oh, sorry.
You should someday have the top three be my top three favorite Spout hosts.
Ah.
Because then his would be.
Okay.
Number three, he has nothing.
Okay.
Number two, he has nothing.
Okay.
Number one is a tie.
Between
Megan and Sarah.
Oh, thanks, Wes.
Joking, of course. Sorry, Christian. Smiley face.
Thanks, Wes. Guess we're not going to have you on the show next week like I promised you. So, anyways.
He's feeding you liver for dinner.
Yeah. After the break, we'll listen to a voice message from the late Megan Jade Reedman.
She's not dead.
And we will kind of give a couple more announcements. So, here's some more Well Worship.
Look out the window. The birds are composing. Not a note is out of tune or out of place. I walk to the meadow and stare at the flowers. Better dressed than any girl. So why do I worry? Why do I freak out? God knows what I need. You know what I need. Your love is, your love is.
Hello, everyone. I'm not on the spout this week. I am on a cross-country road trip, so you're probably jealous, and that's fine. Okay, so I'm really jealous I don't get to record. I'm actually, like, I wish I could have Skyped in or something. Anyways, my top three people who I would want to have over for dinner, dead or alive. I don't really think there's any particular order. And, you know, you guys, I really tried hard this week to just narrow it down to three people and not have any ties. So these are all my number ones, but I'll do a little order just for the sake of it. Number three, Tina Fey. Number two, C.S. Lewis. And number one, Abraham Lincoln. I'm sure there's lots of other people like Gwyneth Paltrow and Jake Gyllenhaal and lots of other people I would like to have dinner with for various reasons, probably some not as noble as the others, but because Jake Gyllenhaal's really cute. I don't know if you guys know that, but I'm sure Christian would like to have Paul Walker over because I can talk about Fast Five or Vin Diesel or some other ridiculous person like that. And I bet you Sarah will have like CJ Mahaney over or like someone uber spiritual like Beth Moore or something. Maybe Steve Carell. I don't know. I'm not there to make fun of them, so I apologize for that. And if Christian by chance plays you the message I left previous to this one, it's not my fault, okay? It just cut me off. It hung up. I freaked out. I was really nervous when I first left it. So, well, I'll miss you, but I'll be back.
All right, we are back, and I decided to give Kevin Tinkin another chance because after our interview with Felix, I thought to myself, you know what, Kevin deserves another chance because
grace.
Yeah, it's all about grace here, you know.
Jesus would give me a chance, you know?
Right?
He gives you chances.
He does
every day.
He does.
I feel like if you dug into things that Jesus liked, you might have a different conversation. All right.
I want to know. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I want to know who would be your person that you would want to eat dinner with.
Your number one. Dinner with anybody. Who would you want to eat with?
Ben Franklin is in there.
All right. Oh, he's the knowledgeable one.
Oh, sure.
Benjamin Franklin smart guy. Is in there. Did nobody say Benjamin Franklin?
Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and Abe Lincoln.
No. Benjamin Franklin is a bad man. Like he's a bad boy.
He's a bad man.
He's the bad rear end.
I've heard of this.
No, seriously. So when they were writing the Declaration of Independence, whatnot, it was low down. It was low down stuff. Like they didn't want anybody to know. But apparently they had to have people walk around with Benjamin Franklin when he wasn't hanging out with the boys.
Yeah.
Because he would get blitzed and just start talking about, hey, we're going to be a perfect union.
Oh, he'd start talking about the Declaration of Independence.
He would start talking about stuff.
So he was a loudmouth.
He was kind of a loudmouth. He was a great inventor. You know, he was the first postmaster. I mean, come on.
He's on the five.
He had gout.
Well, let's get into...
you
have the gout.
I do have the gout. I do have the gout.
Well, let's get into some announcements really fast and kind of wrap this up.
Is he on the 20? What is he on? What bill?
Benjamin Franklin?
I think he's on the 20.
Okay.
No. It's all about the Benjamins. He's on the 100.
He's on the 100.
Oh, I'm stupid. Oh, gosh. Can we cut that? I don't want anyone to know I don't know
it's
anything.
All right.
That song would have completely different meaning if he was on the 20. It's all about the Benjamins.
It's all
baby.
About the 20s. Well, hey.
I wouldn't mind a 20. I mean,
we did our top three with some of the emails. I wanted to read one more email and then we'll do a little drawing out of the old Fast Five hat. And so an email I got because I was always curious and I thought, I told you guys, I may have lied a little bit. Well, at least I was misinformed or I thought differently. It doesn't really matter.
But Go ahead, giving yourself justification.
I had said that I thought Brad Bell listened to the show, and Brad has listened to the show.
He has?
He listened to the first episode, which was not our best episode, and then he kind of didn't listen beyond that. And so Dave Sather went behind my back and your back And well, he went and asked Brad, "Hey, you listen to Spout?" And Brad was like, "Oh, I listened to the first one." And then he didn't listen to any other ones.
All right.
And so they
probably better off.
Then I said, "Dave, thanks for making me feel bad." And then he wrote back, "I just know there was some discussion about the topic, and so I went to find the source." All right.
Well, I think Brad would listen to, maybe he'll listen to one soon.
Yes.
You know, well, one of our later ones.
Sarah and I just today went to Brad's office, and what did we ask him, Sarah?
Are we revealing this now?
I feel like we can. Why not?
Brad Bell will be a guest on our show.
Yes.
In 2 episodes.
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks from now, yes. He'll be a guest on the show.
Brad
so
Bell.
Let's reach into our Fast Five
Let's
hat.
Call him a different name.
Let's call him Bradley.
Okay. I've always called him Brad Beals.
Let's reach into our Fast Five hat here that Kevin continually makes fun of, and let's see who our winner of the Well Worship CD is this week. The winner is, Wes Crockett. Wes Crockett. Hey, man, congratulations. We'll get
your
mailing address, and hey man, congratulations. And we'll mail that CD out to you this week. So
if Megan was here, she would have made fun of you for saying hey man.
All right, well, let's hey Kevin, speaking of the worship album, you want to do a quick little announcement for the worship album? Where are you guys going to be at? I guess you'll be at Clovis.
Ooh, I know.
But that technically this episode will air after that. So where can they buy the CD, Kevin?
You can buy the CD at your local campus,
or
it's on sale everywhere. You can also go onto the website, thewellcommunity.org, and you can purchase it there. Brad Beals, and you can purchase your CDs on the wellcommunity.org. I actually got an email today saying that they've shipped CDs to Hawaii, and They've been shipped. Oh yeah,
all over the place, huh?
A lot of the email was
cultural.
Most of the emails that come for the request,
yeah,
say that it's specifically for the drums.
So. Right, no, that's what I heard too as well.
Do
so,
you have any tracks of just the drums?
Yeah, no, yeah. We get that request most of the time.
Mm. Right. Hey, well, just as another reminder, summer nights, once again, starting on June 7th from 6 to 9, our Fig Garden campus, as well as Dinner for Six with five strangers that you never met. You kind of connected them as well. Sign up at your iHub. Sarah, I believe you have an announcement.
Baptism is coming up June 5th. I feel like this is my announcement every week.
It is, but it'll be done.
Yeah, and it's good. Week. I mean, because this is part of my job, is being the Clovis admin. I am in charge of the Clovis baptism. But it's June 5th, and if you are interested in being baptized, go onto our website, and you can apply. And Clovis and North are both going to be at Woodward Park, and Fig Campus. So you are having your own at your own campus. So if you have questions, you can check at the iHub or email us and find out more information through the website.
I'm excited about the baptism.
Baptisms are fun.
It's like it's so great to hear stories.
One of the people that I've known for a couple of years told me that they were getting baptized, and I was like, because I've seen some life change happen in their lives in the last like year or so, and I was tells me I'm gonna get baptized. I was like, that is awesome.
That is so cool.
So
yeah.
We actually had a good discussion on what baptism means and things like that. But it was good. It was a good time.
That's great.
Yep. I love how you can take something so serious and turn it into like a great joke.
If I can't stay serious for too long.
I can't seriously stay serious, guys.
Yeah, you get a little uncomfortable. I just can't.
You can play with your shirt. Is that why? Because you're a little uncomfortable?
Like, oh, gosh. One last quick announcement. If you have a junior high or a high school student, sign them up for summer camp. We're going to summer camp for the junior high students and summer camp for the high school students. That is July 24th through the very last day, I believe, is the 31st of July. So sign them up on our website, wellcommunity.org.
It's the hottest week of the year.
It totally is.
So send your kids away.
Yeah, send your kids away. Kevin, thanks for joining us with the announcement segment. And I just, you know, I like what I like, and I eat what I like, and
you're
going to have to be okay with that.
You know what?
You know what? Honestly, you were there when the Baja Men opened and closed with Who Let the Dogs Out. So you would never really know.
We haven't talked about Facebook, Twitter, our phone number, our email at all this whole episode.
I guess you're right. Well, we have to reveal our top three for next week as well.
That's right. I don't even know.
Actually, you know what? Really quick. We're going to switch our top three segment for next week. And our segment next week is going to be, what is your favorite subject or what was your favorite subject in school, and why? Okay.
If I don't like that question, can I think of a new one for me?
No, because it'll be good responses. Plus, we're going to be interviewing someone talking about things like school and our academy.
Okay,
as well.
I get that.
In great. So email in or call in your favorite subject in school and why. And you can email the spoutpodcast@gmail.com. Go to facebook.com.
Does it have to be like an academic question? I mean, academic class?
No.
Can it be like anything?
No, anything at all.
Great.
Like the study of Foursquare?
Yeah, you took that
I took a class.
Oh, yeah. No baby bouncies.
Like a sex ed class, a health and sex class, easy. And I absolutely loved it.
Well,
it
was of course.
This is a PG program.
I'm just saying.
Family friendly.
All right.
Sorry,
I like sex ed too. So, you know, we can agree on that.
And so, twitter.com/thespoutcast or call us 559-321-7768.
321-SPOW.
And email us, call us with whatever your favorite subject in school was and why. And we'll hopefully have a good discussion with Wes Crockett next week.
Is he really coming?
He's really coming in next week.
Wes
Crockett. We're going to talk about Academy and kind of why he went to Academy and how much he loved it. So we're going to talk about that next week.
He has an amazing name.
Wes Crockett.
Like I want to buy butter.
Braid Beals.
Yeah.
Braid Beals.
Yeah. Wes Crockett selling Eggo waffles.
We'll see you guys next week. This is The Spout, and we like what we like.
I like what you like. I like you.
Actually, no, you don't. I don't like what you like.
You're right. I like you.
All right.
Good night.
That's all that matters.
Bye.
Come now, fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of the